2. God. Evolving mortal creatures experience an irresistible urge to symbolize their finite concepts of God. Man's consciousness of moral duty and his spiritual idealism represent a value level, an experiential reality, which is difficult of symbolization. Cosmic consciousness implies the recognition of a first cause, the one and only uncaused reality. God, the Universal Father, functions on 3 deity personality levels of sub-infinite value and relative divinity expression. 1. Pre-personal, as in the ministry of the Father fragments, such as the thought adjusters. 2. Personal, as in the evolutionary experience of created and procreated beings. 3. Superpersonal, as in the eventuated existences of certain absonite and associated beings. God is a word symbol designating all personalizations of deity. The term requires a different definition on each personal level of deity function, and must be still further redefined within each of these levels, as this term may be used to designate the diverse coordinate and subordinate personalizations of deity, for example, the Paradise Creator Sons, the local universe fathers. The term God, as we make use of it, may be understood by designation as God the Father, by context as when used in the discussion of some one deity level or association. When in doubt as to the exact interpretation of the word God, it would be advisable to refer it to the person of the Universal Father. The term God always denotes personality. Deity may or may not refer to divinity personalities. The word God is used in these papers with the following meanings. 1. God the Father, creator, controller, and upholder, the Universal Father, the first person of deity. 2. God the Son, coordinate creator, spirit controller, and spirit administrator, the eternal Son, the second person of deity. 3. God the Spirit, conjoint actor, universal integrator, and mind bestower, the infinite Spirit, the third person of deity. 4. God the Supreme, the actualizing or evolving God of time and space, personal deity associatively realizing the time-space experiential achievement of creature-creator identity. The Supreme Being is personally experiencing the achievement of deity unity as the evolving and experiential God of the evolutionary creatures of time and space. 5. God the Sevenfold. Deity personality anywhere actually functioning in time and space. The personal paradise deities and their creative associates functioning in and beyond the borders of the central universe and power personalizing as the Supreme Being on the first creature level of unifying deity revelation in time and space. This level, the grand universe, is the sphere of the time-space descension of paradise personalities in reciprocal association with the time-space ascension of evolutionary creatures. 6. God the Ultimate. The eventuating God of super-time and transcended space, the second experiential level of unifying deity manifestation. God the Ultimate implies the attained realization of the synthesized absonite superpersonal, time-space transcended, and eventuated experiential values, coordinated on final creative levels of deity reality. 7. God the Absolute. The experientializing God of transcended superpersonal values and divinity meanings, now existential as the deity absolute. This is the third level of unifying deity expression and expansion. On this super-creative level, deity experiences exhaustion of personalizable potential, encounters completion of divinity, and undergoes depletion of capacity for self-revelation to successive and progressive levels of other personalization. Deity now encounters, impinges upon, and experiences identity with the unqualified absolute.